Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, no surprise really that the budget is leading most of the papers this morning. We heard a lot of the detail from Sean Defoe in our news bulletin at the top of the hour there. The Irish Times, its front page, pre-election budget giveaway is how it labels the budget. It says a series of giveaways will see many families gain by thousands of euro over the next 12 months as the coalition seeks an electoral launchpad from today's budget. Tax changes expected to make workers on average wages about 1,000 euro better off, and a series of one-off payments in the coming months, including 250 euro in energy credits and two double payments of child benefit worth an extra 840 euro for families with three children, will be among the measures announced today. It also details on the front page of what you can expect this year from the budget. So those child benefit payments you can expect, the electricity credit of 250 euro, extra tax credits for renters, student fees to be reduced by 1,000 to 1,500 in this academic year, wider eligibility for student grants and reduced VAT on electricity and gas. That'll be extended until April. Extra living alone allowances and then lump sums for long-term disabilities. And then next year, you can expect from today's budget announcement, universal social charge cut, the higher income tax threshold to rise, free public transport for children under nine from the summer of next year. And then parents of newborn children to receive a one-off triple child benefit payment, the mortgage interest relief extended, 80 cents minimum wage rise and free school books up to the Leaving Cert, 1,500 special needs, additional special needs assistance and 350 additional special classes and junior and Leaving Cert fees waived as well. And then the long-term measures among those that are announced, extension of the Help to Buy to 2029, 1,100 extra prison spaces over the next 5 years, and the Land Development Agency, Irish Water and Air Grid to benefit from 17 billion Apple tax and AIB share proceeds. So there, all some of the measures that you can expect in the budget, some of them taking effect this year, some of them next year. And of course, we will have an election in that time as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, and full coverage today on News Talk, of course. As mentioned by Sean in the bulletin as well, the free travel bonus for over 70s as parents get 420 euro baby boost. That's the headline in the Irish Independent. New parents, workers and pensioners will be targeted in a budget day giveaway that will surpass anything seen during the Celtic Tiger. The government is to introduce tax cuts, welfare hikes and a series of one-off payments as it seeks to win over voters ahead of a general election. That is the lead story and the Irish Independent's take on the budget. The Irish Examiner, the 2 billion cost of living package and social welfare bump announced. So again, detailing all the various aspects of the budget, families, pensioners, carers and workers will all get a slice of a 2 billion cost of living package and 2.7 billion in extra social protection spending in a pre-election budget splurge. They are the budget stories then on the front of the papers there. There's also a different story this time. They don't go with the budget on the Irish Daily Mail. They've decided to go with the other story that's dominating the headlines at the moment, and that's the world holds its breath as Israel set to invade Lebanon. Israel was last night preparing to invade Lebanon. Armoured vehicles were massing on the border as Israel rockets hit the south of the country. And we know that they've since announced what they're describing as a limited operation in parts of Lebanon and sending in troops in a limited basis and specific targets and all the usual phrases that they've used over the recent times when they were going into Gaza. Remember at the time they were telling people to move to safe areas and the people would move to safe areas. So we have to really watch and see how it's all going to develop in Lebanon as well. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror, Ground Zero, it's going with the Middle East as well. Irish troops on front line as Israel set for invasion. Irish peacekeepers will stay on the front line in Lebanon if Israel launches a ground offensive, a UNIFIL chief has said. Israeli troops were gathering on the border last night as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to wipe out Hezbollah. The Irish Sun, it goes with the XL bully ban. It says that the ban won't stop them. And this is the victim's sister hits out at the law. The sister of a dog owner mauled to death by her own XL bully fears a new law banning the breed will not be enough. Warning there will be more accidents and more attacks. Nicole Morey's shocking death in June in County Limerick ramped up the call for legislation, which goes live from today. But the 23-year-old victim's sibling, Jolene, is calling for tougher laws there. And then the Irish Daily Star has a story on the Coolock protests last year around the Crown Paints, the former Crown Paints factory that was earlier this year, shall I say. That's the front story of the Irish Daily Star. Well, coming also in the papers today, inside the papers, the stories that caught my eye. Inside the Irish Independent, Ireland's box room generation, now living at home until 28. Caoimhe Gordon reports that Irish people are living in their childhood home until they're 28 on average, according to an analysis from the European Union's statistic agency, Eurostat. The analysis, which was carried out last year, recorded an increase on the average moving out age from the previous year, which was 26.9. That's quite a significant jump from 26.9 to 28. While people are staying at home longer in Ireland, the average age for leaving home fell across Europe over the same period. So it's interesting to see what the comparisons are with other countries. And the Irish figures are above the EU average and significantly higher than the Nordic region, where Finns are living independently at the age of 21.4 years. On average, Irish men move out of home later than women. The average age for men stood at 28.5, while women left the parental household a year earlier at 27.5. Both percentages are higher than the EU average, and that the EU average is actually 26.3 years. So it's actually quite high across the EU as well. Across the block, the highest average for living at home was recorded in Croatia, with people leaving their parental home at 31.8 years. I often feel that a lot of it's down to individual circumstances, and there seems to be a lot of pressure on people just because they're hearing all this talk that you have to move out, but sometimes that mightn't be the case. So it's always down to individual preferences and people's different lifestyles, etc., whether you move out or not, as well as the pressure and the affordability aspect as well. Another story that caught my eye on the inside of the Irish Times. We know we heard a lot of stories yesterday about the costs of modular homes doubling to 442,000. Well, that was part of an extensive Comptroller and Auditor General report. And it also found, the Irish Times is highlighting that about €225 million in funding was written off on scrapped transport projects. About that figure in Exchequer funding spent on preparations for the original Metro North and Metro West projects, as well as the Dart Underground Interconnector Tunnel, have now been written off. The report from the Controller and Auditor General said that €166 million had been spent on the Metro North project until 2011, when it was postponed by the then government. Only around €6 million of that expenditure for properties acquired as part of the project continues to have potential value for the current version of the Dublin Underground Railway, known as Metro Link. The remaining €160 million was written off as sunk costs. Expenditure of €18 million on Metro West, together with expenditure of €46 million on the related original Dart Interconnector project, has also been written off. So really interesting figures there from that major report on government spending. Sick kids get go-ahead for spine ops abroad. An insurance company willing to provide cover for sick children hoping to travel overseas for spinal surgery has been found. The removal of this travel insurance barrier is seen as a small win by parents who anxiously wait a date for their child's operation abroad. And that's according to the Irish Sun inside their paper, Adam Higgins reporting. And earlier this year, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly announced a plan to send families abroad to get special surgery for conditions such as scoliosis. It's a story that's covered in a number of papers, but including the Irish Independent. EV drivers at fault for more accidents than fuel motorists. And this research, which is based on telematic data from 125 million commercial fleet vehicle trips involving over 14,000 vehicles over a nine-month period in the Netherlands, shows contributing factors may include drivers adjusting to a new car format and the relative silence of the vehicles. So there's a major survey there on safe driving, and EV drivers found to be at fault for more accidents than those driving fuel cars. A couple of other stories quickly. Drinking more than four cups of coffee a day found to increase the risk of stroke. Drinking more than four cups of coffee a day increases the chances of a stroke by a third, while frequent fizzy drinks double the risk. New Irish research has revealed, but consuming water and black or green tea may act to lower stroke risk. So again, interesting advice there on what you should and shouldn't drink, really, and drink in moderation. And then I don't know whether people will be interested in doing this. This is on the Irish Daily Mail. Would you have swab that reveals your death date? It's the only thing in life that's guaranteed, and yet knowing exactly when you're going to die still remains a mystery, but experts could now be closer to a date of death test after discovering a simple cheek swab can accurately estimate the risk of dying to within a year. I'm not really convinced, and there are too many variables when it comes to that. So the idea that you just take a swab and you find out, I'm not so sure that's really a good idea.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.